This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is October the 9th, 2023, and in this episode we take a look at the idea of transport futures. Now, in the immediate context in the UK, we have recently had a number of transport-based announcements, most significantly the cancellation of HS2, the project to build a high-speed rail link. But what does that mean for the idea of transportation in general and in terms of our future imagining? Now, if we were to kind of go to the very extremes of our future imagining momentarily, then we find ourselves with theoretical technology or even imagined technology, perhaps. I think here of things like teleportation, a radical transformation if teleportation was capable and possible. And we could perhaps use that as an exercise in some future imagining or even in some 10th person consultancy. And we're quite interested in that, actually, in terms of the political space. We also could consider the potential of space-based transit as well. If I was to, perhaps I would go from point A to point B via space and as a consequence be able to do it very quickly, though there would be issues of power requirement, energy requirements, and again, perhaps legal framework that would be required. Also, in our post-COVID-19 world, there is yet the pressure of the remote option as well. And perhaps actually a holographic avatar of me would be preferred to my actual presence. And we may find ourselves in a remote future like that as well. If we come away from imagining technologies of various degrees of futurism, we also come to practical challenges that are looking towards their future technology solutions as well. I think here in particular of Jet Zero, the idea that air flight will be carbon neutral in the near future, and a number of experimentations are occurring in this space. It should be noted that the campaign to reduce regional and national flights, substituting them perhaps for rail infrastructure, that discussion would be radically transformed if the ability to do flight in a carbon neutral manner was possible. The practicalities of HS2 in terms of delivering such a complex and large scale project with such rigid design criteria illustrate how problematic that's always going to be in a Western democracy or a active democracy in any form. Whereas with carbon neutral flight, then we would just fly planes from point A to point B. And perhaps that power requirement would also be significantly reduced. And amongst that, we not only have the idea of a Jet Zero, but also there is also the ideas of advanced air mobility as well. The idea that perhaps in individual flying cars or flying taxis could be the future of mobility as well. These are technologies where the beginnings in terms of drone form and ongoing experimentation is already present. And perhaps these could be futures that are worth imagining as well in terms of the transformation of the ideas of transportation. What we are definitely pursuing, apparently, though perhaps with varying degrees of focus, is the electrification of transport, like many other elements of our energy sector, perhaps driven by net zero, but also with increasing maybe energy security concerns starting to drive this as well. And as we transition into an electrification, we could see a whole variety of different opportunities being created. And these opportunities will perhaps give further potential to the idea of different pricing models. Perhaps we would move away from a demand-driven model and rather move into an all-you-can-eat kind of model there, a fixed charge by which ongoing consumption can just be done. You can just have as much travel as you want to do so. In there, the traditional forms may be replaced but are likely to be more substituted, though to be honest, it's hard to imagine many of them being removed. I think here are forms such as the train and the tram, bus travel, coach travel, and perhaps the contrast they have with more individual kind of modes of transport as well. Maybe perhaps things here such as taxis, in the future autonomous vehicle cars, though perhaps self-driven electric cars will yet survive. And also maybe kind of micro-mobility ideas as well, such as electric scooters and electric skateboards and things of this sort. Now, in the UK context right now, the question is, can the rail ever be made to work? The answer is perhaps yes. We have the Elizabeth Line Crossrail too, but HS2 has now been abandoned north of Birmingham, where perhaps a significant argument could be made it was most necessary. And perhaps future governments will attempt to resolve some of the problems within the rail sector in the north as well. There could, however, be a question, which is to say, is this the appropriate course of action? Is this actually where the development of these things need to actually be? From a transport of, you know, from a human transport point of view, then the train with its speed and comfort in transport is fantastic. And it really is. But then actually, perhaps we could modify the other forms of transport to represent it as well. A motorway network which prioritizes coach transport could perhaps offer much of the advantages that the rail network does, with a significant reduction in the cost of it as well. I wonder if, as the electrification process continues on, we might start to see that. I think in particular, if we saw overhead electric on the motorway network, then the coach would automatically kind of fit into that context. And while it would probably be designed for heavy goods vehicle transport, one could imagine the coach network also being able to make use of it as well. Now, in amongst that, there's going to be a whole variety of business opportunities we could imagine as well. First of all, the increase in mobility gives the opportunity for staff location in more diverse areas and also more spread geographically as well. Now, remote offered a lot of that, but the remote solutions offer a significant management challenge, which is perhaps yet to be resolved. So staff being located around the country, but able to quickly and rapidly come to a single location, perhaps would offer a ideal situation if it could be made to be viable and also made to work. We could also see, with improving transport links, while much of my conversation here is about the idea of people movement, we also would have goods movement included in that as well. And as the mobility of individuals is improved, it's likely that goods movement would also be improved alongside that as well. When people are not wishing to go to commute, if we are yet commuting, then there would be significant increase in capability and capacity for goods movement as well. Should be remembered that alongside the HS2 project, initially perhaps sold on speed, was the idea of increasing capacity both for regional commuting service but also for goods movement as well. Other business opportunities we could imagine really quickly, things like temporary car personalization. If I'm working with an autonomous vehicle, will I not want it to be representative of me when I get somewhere? How would that work? Also, we could see, in terms of higher vehicles, perhaps we would want to see a related upsell to that as well. We might even start to see journey as a destination. We already see this in some kind of tourism activities, but I could opt for my autonomous vehicle to take me a slightly different route as a journey idea, as an activity. I could have an afternoon's drive where the autonomous vehicle will take me somewhere and then return me back. We could also perhaps see increased discussions about slow versus fast. The high-speed rail future is one version of it, but there is also the night train vision as well, where, in fact, it doesn't really matter how long it takes to get me there, as long as I can get there reliably in a known and affordable manner. Personally, I have to be honest, I would lean in that direction. I would much rather get on a train late at night, knowing it has plenty of spare hours to get me there for the morning, then have to get up very early to go very fast to be there in the morning. And amongst that idea, we could also see ideas of transport as accommodation as well. Not only accommodating people, but also perhaps accommodating energy as they integrate in the smart grid electrical storage system. From an 10th person point of view, let's not forget here that the discussion, while I lean heavily towards public now, isn't certain. We could yet end up in a private transport dominated space. It might be that government sees risk in hypermobility in both the regional and the national context. And it could be that forces who are tied from a business model point of view to individual car ownership, perhaps such as insurance businesses or perhaps even car manufacturers, may yet also prove to be resistive. It's my intention in the coming weeks to explore more of these ideas more fully individually. But there, some ideas on transport futures. That was 10 to Then, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.